You are Locked On Blue Jays, your daily podcast on the Toronto Blue Jays, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello, Blue Jays fans, and welcome to Locked On Blue Jays, your daily dose of Toronto Blue Jays talk directly into your headspace, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. I'm your host, AJ Andrews of JaysFromTheCouch.com, and this episode is brought to you by Spotify Green Room. Download the Spotify Green Room app and find one of our Locked On rooms, and I'll probably be on there as soon as my phone is fixed, because they are finally beta testing an Android version, so hooray. I said I was going to do a preview of the Rays series because this is the last series before the All-Star break, and it's kind of important for the Blue Jays if they really want to assert themselves. As I said before, they did that homestand where they had the Orioles, Mariners, and Rays on the docket. They ended up going 5-4. And those games against the Mariners were very frustrating. But Tampa Bay is still kind of swooning. I mean, they've recovered a bit. They've won their last four outings. But that was the series finale against Toronto, and then a three-game sweep of Cleveland, which isn't trying. So, yeah, I know Cleveland's above 500, but really, really, without their pitching, are they trying? I don't think they're trying. In any case, Blue Jays head to the House of Horrors, that is Tropicana Field, and I'm not referring to the team. On the field, I'm referring to the stadium being just horrific. But this is going to be a big tone setter for the Blue Jays heading into the final stretch. We're seeing so many stories emerge online, like, oh, the Blue Jays, they can make a blockbuster deal like 2015. The Blue Jays, they should go pick the carcass of the Cubs and get Chris Bryant and Craig Kimbrell, and let's slow the roll just a little bit. The Blue Jays have a lot of trade chips that they are likely going to be willing to part with, but it doesn't make sense for them to go completely crazy with it. And I've seen some trades of like, yeah, let's ship out Lourdes Gurriel Jr. and Kevin Biggio. I'm like, all right, simmer down. If you don't get Chris Bryant and you ship out Kevin Biggio, who's playing third base? Are you giving Santiago Espinal every day starts at third base? Okay, cool. You live with that. But, the series, like I said, it's going to be an important one. The season series right now is 6-4 in favor of Tampa. And considering they hold one of the wild card spots right now, it's actually Tampa and Oakland. And the Blue Jays sit in third, 3.5 games back of Oakland. So this is when they, you know, have to start making up ground on some of these teams. And with the Rays having that recent swoon outside of the Cleveland series, and Oakland not looking great and apparently trying to raid Toronto for pieces, if what some of my sources are telling me are true, they might be in more trouble than we thought. I mean, the biggest threat might actually come from the surging Angels, who are a game back of Toronto. So, well, we'll see. I would just like a positive series. That's my goal for this final three-game set. And the Blue Jays have a great chance to get that vital first step in the opening match that goes tonight, probably, hopefully, in an hour from when this is posted. Alec Manoah is on the mound. The inheritor of the number 6 will step onto the bump, and it is just a bump in Tropicana Field, against Shane McClanahan. McClanahan, very highly touted lefty arm that the Rays have been using given the mass exodus from its starting rotation. In 12 starts this season, he has a 4.18 ERA. He's actually 3-0 at home, but his ERA is worse. He has a 4.63 ERA at home. So, depending on what Alek Manoah, the Blue Jays get, because there is a chance it could be the Manoah who gave up the 4 home runs against Miami. The 4 runs against Miami on 3 home runs, or the 5 runs against Baltimore on 4 runs. So it could go either way, but he's been so freaking dominant, and he dominated this Tampa team just last week with the 7 shutout innings and the 10 strikeouts and the inordinate amount of run support that he did not need, but took it anyway because it was fun watching every Blue Jay get a hit aside from Randall Grichuk. So you have to like their chances, and the Blue Jays did put out their lineup for today's game at the time of recording. So there aren't a lot of surprises to be had. I mean, it's a very standard lineup. Lourdes Gurriel Jr. is going to be DHing tonight. Springer's in center field, which is an interesting choice, but I'm not filling out the sheet, so that's fine. But yeah, Reese McGuire is going to be behind the plate tonight to catch Alek Manoah, and that seems to work very well, given what happened in that 11-1 victory, so I'm quite happy with that. And yeah, like I said, it's a good chance for the Blue Jays to set a tone early, to get a win on the board, and you know, force Tampa Bay to really play up to them, essentially. Because we know this Blue Jays team is better. Than its record states. And, you know, they loaded up on lefties tonight in Tampa Bay. It's actually not dissimilar from what they ran at Manoah last time. With Brandon Lau batting leadoff, G-Man Choi, Wander Franco, Austin Meadows. Joey Wendell will actually move up a spot. And Randy Arozarena will sit. Kevin Kiermaier's in. Taylor Walls, Mike Zunino, and Brett Phillips will not be pitching, sadly. He will be in the field in place of Manoah Margot. So, a little bit of a different look for Manoah, but no reason to think he can't do exactly what he did last week and just shut this team down. And as long as he can do that, Blue Jays stand a very good chance of taking this opening game. We're going to take a break, though, to tell you about Spotify Green Room. Green Room is the first social audio platform made for sports fans. The app is free to download, and once you're in, you can talk with fans, athletes, and insiders in real time about your favorite sport. You can start or join conversations about any league you want. You'll find Locked On hosts on there across the NBA, MLB, and NHL. And you can get together for watch parties, debates, post-game breakdowns, and reacting to big news and rumors. So, you know, if the Blue Jays actually do trade for Craig Kimbrell and Chris Bryant, you can be on there. I'll be joining when the beta goes through on Android and they make it available. So I'll let you know once Locked On Blue Jays is on there. Right now, it's available on all iOS devices. You create a profile, link your Twitter, and join the MLB group for the latest league updates. So download the Green Room app today. Green Room, changing the way we talk about sports. So the second game of the Blue Jays Rays series is going to be interesting. Old nemesis of the Blue Jays, Ryan Yarbrough, scheduled to go against the hero of the rotation that we didn't know we needed. Well, We knew we needed him. We just did not expect him to be the hero, but Chicken Strip himself, Ross Stripling, hits the mound. And, you know, it's been really interesting to see the transformation he's made. And, again, this is another guy who's going to be facing a team he's faced very recently. This is the same essential lineup that the Blue Jays faced. Unfortunately, Luis Patino is not available. But Stripling delivered 5 2/3 innings of one run ball against Tampa Bay in the middle game of that set in Buffalo, the 6-3 victory, and looked very comfortable doing it. And, you know, he's continued to put in reliable work over the past 4 weeks. He's dropped his ERA down a full run from the June 11th start he made against Boston. He hasn't allowed more than 2 earned runs in any of his 4 starts since then. And you see the strikeout totals kind of coming back to earth a little bit. Only struck out 5 in that start against Tampa Bay. But he has just baffled this team. Between that start and then the 7 scoreless that he threw on May 24th, he has performed very well against the Rays. And I think they know that. And it will be, like I said, it will be interesting to see how they try and counter that with that lineup of theirs. Blue Jays have to figure out Ryan Yarbrough, though. That's the key to this one. Just actually get something going against Ryan Yarbrough. He held them the 4 hits in the series finale that the Blue Jays ended up losing because couldn't get anything going against the soft-tossing lefty because that's how things work. Like, it's kind of silly how effective Ryan Yarbrough has been against Toronto in his career. In 15 appearances, 7 of them starts, he has a 7-1 record and a 2.38 ERA. That is silly. Absolutely silly. I don't think he comes close to that against any other team that he's made more than 5 appearances against. I guess the Yankees, he has a 2.41 ERA. So he seems to have the mystic touch when it comes to the slugging teams. But, you know, Boston's always lit him up, and I don't know why the Blue Jays can't do similar things to him. Like, I'm still kind of baffled by it. And, you know, they kind of got to him a little bit in that Stripling game. So this is a rematch of May 24th, essentially, where, you know, Ross Stripling will start without being 5 runs down, and maybe there will be a chance. Because Trent Thornton is no longer on this team. Optioned to make room for Trevor Richards. So, yay. But, you know, it's not like his stuff is that overpowering. He's never been an overpowering pitcher in the major leagues. And, like, I don't know what the solution is. I don't know if Dave Hutchins and Guillermo Martinez just have to kind of get their guys to, like, lean back a little bit. Like, yeah, he's gonna come at you with breaking stuff, but you have to be able to lean back. Like, nothing Ryan Yarbrough throws is touching 90. Like, that's confirmed. He tops out at 88. You just have to be able to watch him because he is going to throw that cutter a lot. And he is going to throw that changeup. So you kind of just have to be able to watch it. You would think all the times that Yarbrough's faced the Blue Jays, they would have gotten a read on just where his cutter goes. But as last week proved, not always the case. So that'll be it. That'll be the key. Just making sure they actually do what they need to do against Yarborough. So we got one more game to talk about coming up, but before I do, gotta mention our friends at Built Bar. Built Bar has so many delicious flavors of Built Bars available for you. Averaging between 130 and 180 calories, 17 to 18 grams of protein, and only 4 to 5 grams of sugar. And this week, they have Grasshopper Cookie. It is freaking delicious. I actually had one before I recorded because it is tasty. It's a nice thick bar that gives you that like cookie crunch with the mint flavor. It's delicious and it's only 150 calories. And if you don't like mint, there's so many other flavors. There's coconut, there's double chocolate, there's orange, there's cookies and cream, salted caramel, whatever you want. You can get a mixed box and you can get all of them just sent directly to your door. So go to built.com and use the promo code LOCK15 and you'll get 15% off your order. That's promo code LOCK15 for 15% off at built.com and get you the official protein bar of the U.S. track and field team.
You are Locked On Blue Jays, your daily Toronto Blue Jays podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Okay, so as pertaining per usual to this series of games, we have a third repeat in the finale for the Blue Jays. Robbie Ray will get another crack at Tampa Bay. This is all set up by that postponed game that should have been the finale in the Baltimore series, but got washed out, which I'm still very thankful for because it's kind of allowed me to reset a little bit and actually go hard in the paint like this. Cause like, this is my third episode in, you know, an 18 hour period, just trying to strike while the iron's hot, you know? So yeah, I don't think there's a lot Robbie Ray really needs to do heading into us, because he pitched very well. And if the Blue Jays could actually do a dang thing against Ryan Yarborough, he would have had his 7th win of the season. He'd be 7-3. Definitely deserved it. 7 innings, gave up the 2 runs. He gave up the home run to Wander Franco, which has been a problem. And then that same inning, he gave up the double to Austin Matthews. So third time through the order, the Rays were able to touch him up a bit. But he did very well, limiting a lot of the speed in front of the bases. And he handled Mike Zunino, who had homered off him in his previous 2 games. So there was improvement there. And, you know, I think with the success Ray has had in recent months, I mean, he came off of June where he went 4-1, had an ERA of 2.86 during the month, and struck out 53 batters in 34 2/3 innings. I think he's still good. I think he's doing all right. He just needs to keep doing what he's doing and hope that the Blue Jays actually get him some offense, and it should, hopefully, be a little easier against the old Dick Mountain himself, Rich Hill, who will be the only pitcher who did not start in that previous series against his team, because, again, the Blue Jays completed a 2-game series, while Cleveland had to deal with Luis Patino instead. And Patino Patino didn't even pitch in that game. They just went full bullpen over 7 innings and let Colin McHugh and Josh Fleming do the job. So yeah, I can't even say Patino redeemed himself in that doubleheader that they had. Nope. So, sorry, not sorry. Hill has had some issues with durability. He did pitch in that Cleveland series. He pitched in the first game, lasted 3 2/3, gave up 3 hits, 1 earned run. But that's going to be the thing. Tampa's had the day off, so they also get to get their pitching staff in order. But given they just leaned on McHugh and Fleming in that finale against Cleveland, they're going to need Hill to go a little bit deeper than what he did. And that's been a question mark for Hill all season, as you would expect from a 41-year-old. Not saying, just saying. But yeah, he's managed to go at least 6 innings, to 7 times this season. And has only gone past 6 flat innings twice. The last time he did was against Kansas City, when he was extremely efficient. Struck out 13 Royals and still lost that game 2-1. Which, I mean, he can empathize with Robbie Ray, I guess. But he's been vulnerable. In 3 of his last 5 starts, he's given up a home run. He's given up 6 home runs in that stretch. So he can be touched up. And the Blue Jays have a team that can definitely touch him up. They just need to make sure they actually, and this is a maxim I've said numerous times on this show, they need to make these home runs hurt. It can't just be a Randall Grichuk solo shot. It can't just be a Vlad Jr. solo shot. They have to get runners on and make those home runs hurt. And we'll see what state Rich Hill is in going into this one. But again, the Blue Jays should be able to take advantage of a guy who they know is not going to go deep. They will have to adjust when the bullpen comes into play. And by then, McHugh and Fleming should be ready to go. If they aren't used following McClanahan or Yarbrough. So the key for the Blue Jays in this series is to get that early lead. I know that puts a lot of pressure on the bullpen, and we don't really want any pressure on the bullpen because the bullpen hasn't shown it can handle it. But there are 2 new guys back there. Trent Thornton is gone. Anthony Kay is not going to be asked to pitch meaningful innings. Rafael Dolis should be banished to the 6th, as I said. So it should work out a little better than that series in May when, you know, everything just seemed to be falling apart and just was not an enjoyable time. This should be a more enjoyable time. Anyway, I'm going to be ending this episode now. Just a reminder, if you want to check out previous episodes, like the ones I've done the past day or so, you can subscribe to this podcast on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss an episode. Also, check out the Locked On Today podcast to get all the sports news you need in less time. They're going to be talking about the NBA Finals, because of course they are, because Phoenix is just decking Milwaukee, and it's hilarious. So, follow the Locked On Today podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can follow the podcast on Twitter and Facebook at Locked On Jays. Links are usually posted on Twitter. And you can follow me on there at @A_J_Andrews. The underscores are there because Twitter is dumb, but it lets me make stupid jokes about stupid sitcoms. So that's cool. And it'll let me get some thoughts out tonight, hopefully. So we'll see you on there. So until next time, for everyone at the Locked On Podcast Network and everyone at jaysfromthecouch.com, I'm AJ Andrews. Thank you all so much for listening to this episode. And y'all take care.